where we're stealing our teachings on kingdom principles. Say kingdom principles. Say kingdom principles. We're still studying the kingdom of principle, investing to invest, of God investing in us to invest in others. Somebody say amen. But, somebody say but. But in light of last week's lesson, God would have me to share a few things with us that we need to hear in order for us to be able to move forward with our teachings from the parables of the talent. Somebody say amen. There's a couple of things he wanted me to share this morning. One thing is about me, say your pastor. And another thing is about all of us. Somebody say all of us. Number one, the Lord would have me to share with us this morning that he is expanding my thinking. He's expanding my thinking. Somebody say amen. Amen. And with expanding thinking, we begin to see things differently. Amen. Amen. As our thinking expands, the way that we see things expand, but also with expanded thinking and seeing things differently comes a couple of challenges. Number one, the challenge is to get you to see what I'm seeing. Somebody say amen. Amen. And sometimes we do a good job of that, and sometimes we do a not so good job of it. Amen. But we still try, somebody say try, to get you to see what God is showing us. Somebody say amen. And the other challenge is because we think the way that we think, sometimes it's often difficult to receive something, somebody say something, when it's presented differently. Somebody say amen. Amen. But I'm committed, say he's committed, amen, to continue to work at getting you to see what God is showing me. Somebody say amen. Amen. And I hope that we can be committed together, say together, yes, on trying to working at receiving what thus saith the Lord. Somebody say amen. Through the prophet of God. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, before I go any further to show us what God is saying about all of us, I want to show you at least one scripture that deals with the fact that God can and will change our thinking. Somebody say amen. Amen. Romans chapter 12, verse number 2, the New Living Translation. And there was a time when I didn't accept this translation of this particular passage the way that I embrace it now. Somebody say amen. Because I was believing that it took my part out of the renewing of the mind. Somebody say amen. But now the Lord has been dealing with me as it relates to changing my mind, and I'm not doing anything to change it other than spending time with him. He's doing it. And he's doing it because he needs me to think differently or think like he thinks so that, one, he can carry me to the places that he desires me to go. And two, we can go together to those places. Somebody say amen. Oftentimes we see limited because we think limited. Somebody say amen. The scripture declares, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let what? Let God. And then there's something he wants me to talk about, which I will spend the most of my time on, as it relates to all of us. Somebody say all of us. Now, I need you to be open-minded. Say open-minded. Please be open-minded today, amen. And if I haphazardly say something that you don't agree with this morning, don't shut down on me. Listen to the end, and perhaps I will bring more clarity to what was said. Somebody say amen. Now, God wants us to know that it's possible. Somebody say it's possible. It's possible for us people to see the same thing, and to hear the same thing, but walk away with different conclusions based upon our mindsets. And let me say this again. God wants us to know that it's possible, somebody say possible, for us to see the same thing and hear the same thing and walk away with different conclusions based upon our mindset. Somebody say amen. Now let's get started today with defining the word mindset so all of us can be on the same page. Somebody say amen. And I might repeat a couple of them so that we can get it. You might not be able to write it all down, but you can listen again at your leisure. Somebody say amen. The word mindset is defined, number one, as a habitual, say habitual, or characteristic mental attitude that determines, one, how we interpret a thing and how we respond to a situation. Again, the word mindset is defined as a habitual or characteristic mental attitude that determines how we will interpret and respond to situations. That definition equals mentality and outlook. Somebody said mentality and outlook. So many of us have our own mentalities about things. So many of us have our own outlooks on things. Somebody say amen. Number two, the word mindset is defined as a fixed attitude, disposition, or mood. It's defined as a fixed attitude. And the word fixed has to do with stationary. Say stationary. Say unmovable. It can't move. Somebody say amen. A fixed attitude, disposition, or mood, amen. And lastly, the word mindset is defined as an intention or inclination. An intention, somebody say intention or inclination, amen. Inclination has to do with that natural bent towards something, or basically, in this particular case, a mindset that's inclined to go in the same direction just about every time. Somebody say amen. Let's define the word attitude. The word attitude is defined as a settled or established way of thinking or feeling about someone or something, typically one that is reflective in a person's behavior. Again, the term attitude is defined as a settled, established way of thinking or feeling about someone or something, typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. In essence, you can look at a person sometime as it relates to how they behave and determine what's in their mind. Somebody say amen. Let's define the term. Lastly, characteristics. The term characteristic is defined as a feature or quality belonging typically to a person, place, or thing, and serving, somebody say serving. Serving to identify it or identify that characteristic, if you will, amen. Again, the term characteristic is defined as a feature or quality belonging typically to a person, place, or thing, and serving to identify it, it being the characteristic. So, somebody say amen. So, with all that said, there are a few types of mindsets that we have to deal with. Somebody say amen. One would be a personal, say personal, a personal mindset. And two would be a group mindset or a group way of thinking. Somebody say amen. Example of group mindsets would be a political party or characteristics of a family. Or friends, or homies, if you will, amen. In most cases, or a lot of cases, because of affiliation, say affiliation, even being a part of the environment that they are in, we end up thinking the same way or taking the same or taking on the same mindsets one to another. Somebody say amen. So in essence, what I'm trying to get you to see is, with mindsets, somebody say mindsets, we process or reason through what we see and hear to determine what we saw and heard. We reason or process what we saw or heard to determine what we have saw or heard. Somebody say amen. In essence, nobody really except what's heard, unless you got a clear way of thinking. When you hear it, in most cases, your mind have to process or reason through that thing. Amen. Now, let me help you, if I can. As we hear and reason, somebody say, as we hear and reason, we need to be careful not to stop in the middle of the road. We need to be careful to hear the whole conversation, the whole sentence, the whole scenario before we reach conclusions concerning what we've heard or saw. Somebody say amen. There used to be a little saying going around, believe half of what you see and half of what you hear. Somebody say amen. Let's process it all before we reach a conclusion. Somebody say amen. Now, I've learned something recently about myself. Now, I can talk about me. Somebody say, talk about yourself, Pastor. Don't talk about me. Amen. I've learned recently something about myself. In some cases, I've learned that I am a defensive listener, a defensive hearer. Somebody say amen. Not in all cases, but in some cases, somebody say amen. As it relates to group settings like we're in now, in most cases, I've learned that I could be critical in my thinking. I've learned also that I will, if somebody says something that I disagree with, stop in my thinking, don't hear the rest of what they said, and draw my conclusions concerning them and what they said. Somebody say amen. I recognized that about myself some time ago. And I began to work on the fact that I could be defensive as it relates, like if the preacher's up preaching, I'm very critical when it comes to preachers preaching. Somebody say amen. I can be defensive when somebody is up talking. But what I learned in all that is, if I stop when I hear something that offends me and begin to meditate on that, I don't hear the rest of what was said. And if I don't hear the rest of what they said, maybe they would have clarified what they said. But maybe they did clarify what they said. I was just too busy being in me, caught up in self, somebody say amen, to hear the rest of the story. Somebody say amen. So I've been working on that for a while, amen. But I did not know until recently that personally, if I'm in a conversation with individuals, I do that sometimes. Somebody say sometimes. Here's how I do that in personal conversation. You're talking to me, telling me something, have a conversation with me. You say something that I don't like or offends me or I disagree with. I stop you right in the middle of your conversation and begin to correct you. Well, if I would have waited until you got done with what you were saying, perhaps you would have clarified what you said by the end of the sentence. Somebody say amen. Now I got to learn how to not be defensive when I'm one-on-one talking. Somebody say amen. I got to learn to tell myself, calm down, let them get finished. And then if there needs to be a response, then you respond, amen. Hopefully, both of us can reach the same conclusion as the sentence progress or as the conversation progress, amen. So God wants us to know. Say, God wants us to know. And we need to work on some things. Somebody say amen. Oftentimes when folks are talking to us, they will offend us based upon where your mind is set. Sometimes we got hurt folks listening to us. Sometimes we got defensive folks listening to us. Sometimes we got folks listening to us that just had an argument right before they got into church. Somebody say amen. Minds are all over the place. Somebody say amen. But we got to learn to, if you will, corral the mind so that we can hear and receive what thus says the Lord on any given situation. Somebody say amen. So the Lord wants us to understand. Say, I understand, Lord, that it's possible to hear the same thing, see the same thing, and walk away with a different conclusion based upon our mindset. Now, I want to give you two scenarios from the ministry of Jesus Christ to prove the point. Somebody say amen. Let's go to Matthew chapter 12. Y'all all right? Are we on the same page so far? Amen. Matthew chapter 12. And the reason why God would have us to understand the couple of things that I'm sharing today is because as we go forward in teachings on kingdom principles, not only will you hear something that you might not like or you might find offensive, I hear things even in my studies these days as it relates to the Holy Spirit sharing with me that I disagree with the Holy Spirit on. But then as he continued to explain, I said, okay, Lord, you know better than I do. Somebody say amen. So I just need to learn to listen. Somebody say amen. Matthew chapter 12, beginning at verse number 1. And I'm going to read through the scenario first, and then I'm going to bring out some points from the scenario. Somebody say amen. It says, at about that time, what time was it? It was the time when Jesus and his disciples were walking through a grain field. It says, about that time, Jesus walking through some grain fields on the Sabbath. Can I get that in the New King James Translation? It says, at that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. And his disciples were doing what? And what did they do? Pluck heads of grain and to eat. Somebody say amen. Verse number 2. Let me try to read through it. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him being Jesus, look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath. In essence, they are saying that Jesus' disciples were breaking the Sabbath day law. We'll look at that just a little bit closer in just a few minutes. Verse number 3. But he being Jesus, said to them, have you not read what David did when he was hungry? He and those who were with him. Verse number 4. How he entered the house of God and ate the showbread, which was unlawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests. Verse number 5. Or have you not read in the law on the Sabbath that the priests in the temple profaned the Sabbath? How did they profane the Sabbath? They were working on the Sabbath day. Somebody say amen. And God don't even hold them guilty or find them guilty and are blameless. Somebody say amen. Verse number 6. Yet I say to you that in this place there is one greater than the temple. Jesus is saying, I'm Lord, I'm God, I'm greater than the temple that you think that that the priests are defiling. Amen. Verse number 7. But if you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. Somebody say amen. Now that's scenario number 1. Now, for the sake of interaction, I'm going to ask you a question. And then I'm going to commence to show you what I need to show you as it relates to Jesus and the Pharisees seeing the same thing, but walked away with different conclusions. Somebody say amen. Here's a question that I want you to participate. How many of you all saw or heard in verse number 1 that Jesus and his disciples were plucking heads of grain from the grain that was in the field? How many of y'all heard that? How many heard that? How many is that? 4 or 5? How many of you all heard that only Jesus' disciples were plucking heads of grain as they walked through the field? How many of y'all heard that? See? We all heard and saw the same thing, but we heard and saw differently. Guess who was walking through the field plucking grains? Heads of grain. Only the disciples. Jesus walked through with them, but he didn't pluck not one head of grain. Only the disciples plucked. Somebody say amen. So we all heard and we all followed the same scripture passage, but we heard or saw differently. Amen. Somebody say amen. So So it's possible. See, it's possible to hear and see the same thing and walk away with different conclusions based upon mindset. Somebody say mindset. Now, what did Jesus and the Pharisees see? They saw the disciples plucking grain or heads of grain from the grain plants, if you will, that were in the field. Somebody say amen. What was the Pharisees' mindset when they saw this? We're going to work together. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 23, verse 3. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 3. Y'all all right? Leviticus 23, verse 3. Old Testament. I hear Mecca tell the Old Testament. Leviticus 6 days shall work be done, but the 7 day is a what? Sabbath day of what? Solemn rest, a holy convocation. Now, the reason why it's explained like this in this particular passage is because God is talking to the Israelites about every holy feast that they are to observe during their stays in the earth realm. Somebody say amen. So he says, solemn rest and holy convocation. He says, you shall do what? No work on what? The Sabbath. It is what? The Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Amen. So here is the Pharisees' mindset. No work should be done on the Sabbath day. We should only rest and worship. Somebody say amen. And then anything resemble work to them, they classified in the area of work. Amen. So even when they saw Jesus' disciples walking through the field plucking heads of grain, they determined that Jesus' disciples were working. Somebody say amen. What was Jesus' mindset as it relates to his disciples plucking grains of head or heads of grain? Somebody say amen. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse number 25. Now, the reason why I'm giving you law scriptures is because both mindsets were established on the law. Now, you know, Jesus' mindset was thorough because he was the giver of the law. Amen. He was God. Somebody say amen. So Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 25 says, when you come into your neighbor's standing grain, you may do what? Pluck the heads with what? But you shall not do what? So the law said, and Jesus was standing on this mindset, that when somebody's hungry, they go through the grain field, they could pluck heads of grain, but they could not take the sickle and cut down the stalks, if you will, to reap for harvest or to reap for production or for making money, if you will. Somebody say amen. Amen. So Jesus' mindset was, those boys ain't doing nothing wrong. Based upon the law, somebody say amen. Amen. All they're doing is satisfying the hunger. Somebody say amen. Those boys are hungry, so they need to eat. And the law says they can pluck some heads of grain to eat if they're hungry, amen. And then Jesus gave some more explanation as it relates to what David did, as it relates to what the priest did. And the Jews or the Pharisees still had the same mindset that they were breaking the law. Somebody say amen. So they saw both the same thing, but based upon their mindsets, they walked away with different conclusions. Who was right? Anybody know who was right? You better know he was right. Somebody say amen. Jesus was right. Somebody say amen. So it's possible for us to see the same thing, hear the same thing, and walk away with different conclusions. Somebody say amen. Scenario number two. Go to verse number 9. Verse number 9. Oh, Matthew chapter 12. I'm sorry. Help me. Amen. Sweetheart, this is a funny church. Somebody say amen. They talk back to the preacher while the preacher speaks. If they got a question, they'll stop me in the midst of the message and raise the question. And sometimes we get into a discussion like we did last week. That's why we're getting this lesson today. Somebody say amen. Discussion got real big last week. Somebody say amen. Verse number 9. Now, when he had departed, from the Pharisees with the first scenario, when they had departed from there, he went into what? Whose synagogue was it? Pharisee synagogue. Was it the house of God? Y'all don't know, do you? Was the synagogue the temple? How many say the synagogue was the temple? How many say the synagogue was the temple? How many say the synagogue was not the temple? How many of y'all just don't know? The synagogue is not the temple. The synagogue is the synagogue. The synagogue is the place where the Jews got together and they went over the scripture and prayed, etc. Sometimes they probably did some things that were not godly. Somebody say amen. But the synagogue was not the temple. A lot of times when we read synagogue, because the Jews showed up, we think it's the temple. The temple is the temple. The temple was God's house. The synagogue was the Jews' house. Somebody say amen. It says it right here. They are synagogue. Somebody say amen. Verse 17. And behold, there was a man who had what? And they asked, who asked? The Pharisees asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath, that they might trip him up? They was asking the question to accuse him. Now see, the Pharisees knew what the penalty was for working on the Sabbath. They knew that the penalty was death for working on the Sabbath. So they were using this opportunity to try to get rid of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Because he was a pain in their side. Because he came on the scene straightening out some things they had messed up. And then he came on the scene and he said, I didn't come to destroy the law. He came to bring the law, if you will, to a close. Somebody say amen. So they saw this opportunity to try to trip him up. And so they worked on that opportunity. Somebody say amen. Verse number 11. Then he said to them, what man is there among you? He's going to show their hypocrisy. Somebody say amen. What man is there among you who has what? One sheep. Sheep was probably valuable to the man. And if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not lay hold of it and lift it out. How many of you got a sheep? One sheep. The sheep get loose, fall in the pit. How many of y'all going to leave him in the pit or go get him out? Nobody responded. Somebody say amen. Because the real deal is, if I got one sheep, sheep is like my pet. If the sheep fall in the ditch, guess what I'm going to do? If I can save him, I'm going to go get him out of the ditch. Somebody say amen. Well, just as that one sheep was valuable to that man, a one person with an ailment or with a situation, if you will, was important to Jesus. Somebody say amen. Next verse. Next verse. Is that the next verse? He said, how much more value, thank you, than is a man, than a sheep. Somebody say amen. Therefore, it is what? Lawful to do good on this. Verse number 13. That's why all the folks come up here and tell me what we can do or cannot do on Sunday. We let God do whatever he want to do on a Sunday. Somebody say amen. And we're pleased with it. Somebody say amen. Then he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out, and it was what? Restored whole as the other. Verse number 14. Then the Pharisees went out and plotted against him how they was going to mess him up, how they were going to destroy him. Somebody say amen. All right, here's the scenario. Here's a question. What did Jesus and the Pharisees see? Everybody know? Anybody want me to tell you? They both saw the man healed of a withered hand. Somebody say amen. The Pharisees saw it and Jesus saw it. What was Jesus' mindset concerning the guy being healed? That's it. Jesus said it's just a good thing to do. Somebody say amen. He said that it's lawful, or within the law, the Old Testament law, to do good on the Sabbath. Somebody say amen. What was the Pharisees' mindset? He was wrong. He he breaking the law. He shouldn't come up in here on Sundays. And now Sabbath is a Saturday. This is just a teaching person. Only he should come up here on Sundays trying to heal nobody. Come back during office hours. Somebody say amen. This ain't the time. Us come to worship and to heal words. Somebody say amen. But it's God's house. He can do whatever he want to do. Amen. All we got to do is get out of the way and let him do it. Somebody say amen. See, the Jews' mindset was that to heal was to practice medicine. And you don't practice medicine on the Sabbath because that's work. The only way we'll let you do a little medicine practice on the Sabbath is somebody about to die. Other than that, you got to wait till Monday. Somebody say amen. So Jesus' mindset concerning healing the guy on the Sabbath was, it's just a good work being done on the Sabbath day. The Pharisees' mindset, he breaking the law again. So they both saw the same thing, but walked away with different conclusions based upon their mindsets. Go back to verse 14. How do we know the Pharisees had the mindset that Jesus was breaking the law? Now, I probably need to say all this for some of y'all, but the Lord wanted me to give you biblical scenarios. Somebody say amen. Then the Pharisees went out and plotted against him how they might what? This helped us to understand that they were thinking that he was still breaking the law. And because he was breaking the law, they're going to take him out. Because the penalty for breaking the law is what? Somebody say death. Two different scenarios. Two different sets of mindsets. Two different conclusions. Somebody say amen. So it's possible that some of you all said it here today, and some of us said it here today, heard one thing, somebody else heard another, looking at the same two scenarios. Somebody say amen. So the Lord wants us to know it's possible, say it's possible, to see the same thing, hear the same thing, and walk away with two different conclusions based upon different mindsets. Now, let me tell you what I've learned to do as it relates to personal conversation with individuals or conversation with individuals. Come on in, baby. I'm almost done. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. I've learned this. When I'm in conversation with my wife, if you will, or with somebody else, if you will, they say something to me. I listen to the whole conversation. Well, let me put it this way. I'm saying something to them. They listen to the whole conversation. And after they've heard, did you hear what I said? Yes. What did I say? They repeat back to me what I said. And if it's not what I said, I don't say, that ain't what I said. This is what I say. I've learned to say this. Well, if that's what you heard, that's not what I was trying to communicate to you. So let me communicate it to you again. Somebody say amen. I say it again. Then I ask, what did you hear me say? And they tell me. If it's still not exactly what I said, I'll try to change up what I said in order for someone to hear exactly what I was saying. Somebody say amen. And in most cases, people get it. Somebody say amen. But if they don't get it, don't automatically assume that it was them. There still might need to be some work on your communication. Most of y'all probably like me, you think you're the smartest person in the world. But we might not be as smart as we think. Amen. Which means that sometimes we need to work on our communication. That's why I'm committed to work on my communication. That's why I'm taking my time today. That's why I'm giving you definitions today. I want us to all be on the same page so that we can all walk away, if it's possible, with the same conclusion. Somebody say amen. So what if my mindset still is one thing and your mindset is something else, even in the midst of a setting like this? I need to work on my mindset. Or I can remain. Will keep the same mindset that I have. But I need to understand that because my mindset might be so much different. I hear that, Lord, so much different from somebody else's mindset that we might walk away with different conclusions. What I've learned about a lot of us, and I say us, I didn't say y'all, because we've been in church all of our lives, we hear religiously. We'll always hear what the word is saying. Sometimes we hear the word based upon what somebody else told us it said. Or sometimes we hear the word and say, well, this is what he's saying. No, he said what he said. But sometimes in our conclusions, we interpret it from sometimes our old Western mindset or sometimes based upon what we believe is right. But we got to get to the point where we hear what the Lord said and accept exactly what he said. Now, I agree with you if you said it needs to be rightly divided, because it does need to be rightly divided. Sometimes we need to talk about the geographical setting. Sometimes we need to talk about the context. And sometimes we need to determine whether what Jesus said was law-based or grace-based. Is this a law application or a grace application? But we got to get to the point where we rightly divide so that we can all get on the same page so that we can really hear what the Lord is saying. Am I talking to the right house? But we can hear the same thing, see the same thing, and based on our mindsets, walk away with different. That's why husband and wife stay into it all the time. The husband said one thing and the wife said something else based on where she was and vice versa. And we end up divided. We got to learn how to work it out through communication. Somebody say amen. And if something hurts your feelings, say, it hurt my feelings. I didn't mean it hurt your feelings. This is all I was trying to say. And then hug and kiss, make up, and move on. Somebody say amen. It's just that simple. Hugging and kissing, that's the part I like to make up. Somebody say amen. somebody say amen. Or if you disagree, you got to get to the fact, get to the point, we're going to agree to disagree. They're talking back there. We can't both accept it. Somebody say amen. And then come back at a different time and try to work it out. Somebody say amen. Because you're hearing from different perspectives. Different mindset. Somebody say amen. Different time. You know, if I'm trying to communicate to you and you're hungry, you ain't hearing nothing but your stomach growling. You don't hear nothing but your stomach growling. You ain't hearing a word that I'm saying. Somebody say amen. So you need to go and get you something to eat. Don't eat too much, because if you get too full, you might get sleepy. Somebody say amen. Get you something to eat. Let's sit down again and try to talk about it. Somebody say amen. And perhaps we can get on the same page. Because, one, you got your mindset working differently, and then you're hungry. That's two things. That's two strikes against somebody. Somebody say amen. So we got to get it all settled down. So we can get on the same page. Somebody say amen. So it's possible to hear the same thing, see the same thing. And let me make it real clear. Based upon where your mind is sitting at that time, walk away with different conclusions based upon what was said. God wants us to know that. So going forward, we're going to be working on seeing the same thing. Either take a week or 2 weeks. Somebody say amen. And what we're going to work on seeing is exactly what God is saying to us at any given time. Somebody say amen. Y'all ever read the parable of the sower? There were all different types of mindsets that were hearing Jesus. The only folks that really heard him and got real progress or consistent progress was the good ground. They didn't have no rocks in the way. They didn't have no weeds in the way. They heard exactly what he said and went to work. Somebody say amen. So we got to work on getting the weeds out of the way. I have weeds. You have weeds. All God's children got weeds. Somebody say amen. I have stuff in my head that came from my past that hinders me from hearing, just like you have stuff. My wife and I have discussions sometimes. I said, I'm going to talk about me, but I'm talking about us now. You know, we have discussions sometimes, and she'll say something to me, and it ain't a bit more what she said when I talk back, tell her back what she said than what she said. Somebody say amen. Because I was hearing from a different place, different mindset. Well, I talked to her sometimes, and what I said And she talked back to me about it. I said to myself, I used to say to myself, now I'm getting verbal, that ain't what I said. And the reason is because our mind are sitting in two different places. See, my mind is sitting over in the projects in Cottesville. That's why she can't let up no windows in the house, amen. Because in Cottesville projects, in Cottesville projects, when we let up the windows, somebody might come in or something might come in. So now it's 40 plus years later, and my wife still can't let up windows in the house based upon my mindset. Because if she let up that window, my mind go back. Somebody going to come in this window or something going to come in this window, amen. So I have to work on that. Oh, I heard her with some of my words 20 years ago. And if I say something that resembles that, her mind go back to, he hurt me on 20 such and such and such, on this such a day. And she can't hear nothing else that I said because that mindset comes up. So we got to work on our mindsets. And she just, y'all heard her. She said she just shut it down. And I need to tell you, she's telling truth and not a lie. Somebody say amen. I don't get nothing else through for a while. Somebody say amen. Because the mind goes back to what's setting in the mind. I remember Pastor Huggy just get up and cuss on Sunday. That's why I don't listen to him now, because he might cuss anytime. I ain't cussing much no more. I'm trying to stay clean. My words clean. Somebody say amen. I used to cuss because that's what got your attention. Somebody say amen. We got your attention now without cussing, so we don't do much cussing anymore. Somebody say amen. But if I need to, I'll go back. No, I won't go back. Somebody say amen. Your mindset goes back. And don't run into a hurt member where the preacher has done some of everything that he shouldn't have done and hurt the member. Now when I get up, all them preachers are the same. Your mind go back. We got to work on those mindsets. I'm Pastor Huggins. He was Pastor so-and-so. He was Pastor so-and-so. Three different pastors. Three different pastors don't make the same mindset. Three different pastors don't make the same behaviors. I'm an individual, he's an individual, and the other person was an individual too. So you got to see me based upon who I am, not based upon who somebody else was. See, there's a lot of time in women, one man hurt her, two men hurt her, all men are the same from that point on. Because every time she meet a man, her mind go all the way back to the man that hurt her. And she can't see beyond that point. Got to work on those mindsets. Can I help you rid of today? All of the people that hurt you in the past ain't the same people that hurt you in the past. All of your counterparts are not your counterparts. Some are a lot different than the other. We got to work on those mindsets. Because we got to see clearly. We got to hear clearly. Am I talking to the right house? I promise you, you'll have less arguments. I'm talking to spouses now. And intentional, or spouses to be, if you will. If you can just learn how to deal with those mindsets, you can have conversations with minimal arguments. Got to work on those mindsets. Somebody say amen. What's the mindset? See that? You forgot already. It's basically a fixed way of thinking that determines how you hear or see a thing. There it is. Amen. And some mindsets we need to deal with. Somebody say amen. Amen. Don't y'all get to fussy when you leave here. Pastor did say what Pastor said. But we need to work on the mindset. Somebody say work on the mindset. Now next week we're going to work on something else that transpired in our last week lessons. Because we really need to see what was said. And not see what we think was said. You know what? Sometimes you got to go all the way back to the beginning of the conversation to determine what was really said by the end. So we're going to go all the way back to the beginning of a conversation so that we can determine what was really said. Somebody say amen. So that's all I got to say today. I hope that somebody was blessed. Somebody say amen. But before we walk away, I'm just going to remind you of two things. One, God is working on my mind, expanding my mind. He's also probably working on some of your minds, expanding your mind the way that you think, so you're going to see things differently. And number two, it's possible to hear and see the same thing and walk away with different conclusions based upon our mindset. Somebody say amen. Let us pray. Father God, we honor you for your word. Liberating, it's truth. It's sometimes challenging. But your word declares that truth that's put into practice will make us free. So, Lord God, we honor you for the freedom because we're going to practice. We're going to be doers of your word that we received in this house today. Father God, we honor you. We trust you. We thank you. We give you praise for all things. In Jesus' name we do pray. And all who agree with that prayer says, amen. Come on, let's bless the Lord in this place today. Amen. Normally at this time I open the altar for healing and deliverance. I'm getting the conviction in my spirit not to do that today. Normally after the preaching of the word, I give the invitation to Christ. I'm getting the conviction in my spirit not to do that. Somebody say amen. God knows what's in the house. God knows what needs to happen. So we follow his lead. Now, this is an opportunity for me to resist him and do what I want to do, opposed to what he's leading me to do. But I understand that this is his house. And I'm to yield to his leading. Somebody say amen. Before we take up the offering, there's a couple of things we want to do today. We want to recognize our oldest member of this local body. His name is Jimmy A. I would tell you what the A stands for, but I won't. Jimmy A. Smith. He's 91 years old today. Come on, let's bless God for 91 years. Amen. 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 Now, y'all know I prophesied to him about a couple, 2 or 3 months ago and told him, but the Lord told me to tell him he was giving 10 more years. So, if he cooperate with the Lord, he ought to live to be about 100. Amen. Now sometimes I run into folks and they say, how your dad-in-law do it? If they know him. Here's my response, Daddy. What he want to do? He doing what he want to do. He still drive. He still go where he want to go. He'll show up at our house sometime. Glory to God, which is about 25, 30 minutes from where he lives. He's a living testimony. Say living testimony. That you can be 91 and still live. So when they ask me how your dad-in-law doing, somebody just asked me that yesterday. And their dad is 90 or 91 too. They said, how your dad-in-law doing? He doing just what he want to do. They said, for real? My dad on a walker? He don't hardly get around to do this, don't hardly get around to do that. No, that ain't my dad-in-law. He in the car somewhere now. And I probably could tell you where he is, but I won't. So we say happy birthday. Happy birthday to Brother Smith. Somebody say amen. Amen, amen, amen. And number two, before we take up the offering, can we go ahead and put the avenues of giving on the screen, please? I think somebody from our children's church ministry has an announcement. Jericho, don't come without a mic. Come on. Amen. You got one on your left. See, I love her. She remembered the messages. Amen. You're prepared, aren't you? You planned for this, didn't you?
I did.
That's a kingdom principle. Somebody say kingdom principle.
Kingdom principle.
Planning. Somebody say amen.
Good morning, friendship. I think it's still morning. So we are having our annual trunk or treat on October 29th, directly after service. We're asking all members to bring some treats and some items. We will be outside in the parking lot. We're asking if you want to bring chips, candy, cupcakes, whatever you like. We're just going to celebrate with our children, make sure they have a good time. I'm guessing some kids may wear costumes, but we're excited about celebrating with our kids. They always love trunk or treat. The adults, I think, sometimes have more fun than the kids. But we will be doing that on October the 29th, directly after service. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Are we to put the treats in the trunks like we normally do, decorate the trunks? Go ahead and finish.
Yes, we will be putting some of the treats in the trunk. I think some people brought tables last year. Make sure if you are doing that you're decorating everything. We want to make it very festive because we want our kids to have a good time. So.
Amen, amen. There's a lot of things that's going on in the world today that we try to protect our kids from. So if we're going to protect them from some of the things that can happen by them going out into the community's trick or treating, we need to make sure that we provide treats for them. Somebody say amen. Amen. So don't forget. Amen. Amen. It's offering time. It's offering time. Amen. Amen. Ready? You all right today, brother? Amen. If you're here today, you want to use one of those different avenues that's on the screen to give, you can. Just choose one if you've already given. Praise the Lord. Somebody say amen. Amen. If you're here in the house today, you want to give by way of the receptacles, our ushers are on the floor. You raise your hand with your envelope, and they'll come and get it. Amen. 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 One or two of our ushers you need to pray for as they pass you by. Amen. 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 Amen, amen, amen. Let me do this. After we've dismissed, begin the fellowship, let me give everybody, if you will, we're celebrating Brother Smith's 91st birthday. If you desire to put something in his hand, As we exit, amen, let's do that. Somebody say amen. Amen. You'll accept $91 or 91 cents. Whatever you desire to place. Or $9,100. Whatever you desire to place in his hand, please place in his hand. If you don't have any money, you want to cash out him something, you can cash out it to $Lorenza Huggins, amen. $Lorenza Huggins. And I'll make sure that he gets it. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. I'm in the 21st century now, and I'm not ashamed to tell you, amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. May we pray. May we pray. Lord, we honor you so much for this time, fellowship, this time where we've received your word today. Father God, we honor you so much for the giver who has given into this portion of your work in the earth realm. Lord, we thank you for their gifts, and we thank you that in due season that you will return unto them according to the gift. Lord, we lift the collective tithe and offering up to you. First, we thank you for it. And secondly, we ask that you would do with it what you did with the two fish, 5 loaves of bread, multiply it so that there will be great resources in this house with the abundant leftovers. Father God, we honor you, we trust you, we thank you, we give you praise for all things. In Jesus' name we do pray. And all will agree with that prayer said. Standing together, let us stand. Oh, my wife said, come in just a few minutes, sweetheart. Give me just a few minutes. Do y'all see this woman right here? She's a blessing to me, amen. She's a wonderful blessing to me. I want you all to know how precious she is to me so that you can treat her like, well, maybe not treat her like I treat her sometimes, but so that you can treat her like I treat her, glory to God, as the gift she is to me. I want you to know that you're a blessing, and that I love you. I know I ain't been acting so good in the past, recently, amen, but I'm publicly fixing that. Somebody say amen. Amen. So y'all treat her like I treat her. She's a gift from God. And sometimes you have to see a person on display before you recognize what type of gift they are. When I saw you leading this morning, I'm saying that's a wonderful blessing. Somebody say amen. So we thank you that you are a blessing to us. Amen. 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 And nothing else, all hearts composed, the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord sanctify you, the Lord give you peace. It's our prayer, the Lord bless you, you're going out and you're coming in, both now and forevermore, the Lord prosper you in all that you do in Jesus' name. Y'all have a wonderful week. Don't forget to practice safety and do what? In Jesus.